This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to visit Washington during a phone call between the two leaders ahead of Biden's trip to Europe later this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told White House reporters on Monday that the two leaders had spoken by phone and had the opportunity to talk at some length about all of the issues in the U.S.-Ukraine relationship. He said President Biden told the Ukrainian leader that the United States will stand up firmly for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Sullivan also said Biden told the Ukrainian president that he looks forward to welcoming him to the White House here in Washington this summer after he returns from Europe. Zelensky later confirmed that the U.S. president invited him to visit in July. Ukraine is seeking from Washington additional military aid as it continues to battle Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. It also seeks backing for its bid for NATO membership. President Biden departs Wednesday on his first overseas trip as president. It will have him interacting with several dozen leaders at the G7 summit in the United Kingdom, as well as at NATO and European Union gatherings in Brussels. Biden is also set to have his first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on June 16th. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has welcomed a pledge by a shadow government in Myanmar to address discrimination and human rights abuses against minority Rohingya Muslims. Blinken said in a tweet that the pledge by the National Unity Government is an important signal to all those working for an inclusive, democratic future. The National Unity Government is made up of a group of ousted lawmakers in Myanmar, having been seated by the military coup that took place on February 1st.